Our story begins late on Thursday, December 31st, in the year 2359. Zafra Marling, a first-year student at the University of Arcavelia, is working on a class presentation about the most enduring songs in music history. A clever girl, but somewhat lazy, she's been delaying the project for weeks. With a deadline looming just after the semester break, she now has only days to complete it. She knew from the start she had something she wanted to say, but she just didn't know exactly what it was. Having abandoned the thought of meeting her friends to celebrate the new year, she stared out at the star-filled sky, looking for inspiration from the constellations. The clock struck midnight. The bells of the city rang out in celebration. Suddenly, the answer she had been searching for came to her in a flash. It was like somebody far away was talking to her. She ran over to her desk and started typing. When she finished, the sun was rising on a new day in a brand new year. She crawled off to sleep, confident that she would finish the project on time, but without realizing the significance of the idea that had occurred to her at the stroke of midnight.
Zafra, come in. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks for seeing me on such short notice, Professor Rollins.
So, how can I help you?
When I was working on my presentation over the holidays, I came
I hope you're not looking to extend the deadline. It's out of the question. You need to learn...
No. It's not that. I've completed my presentation. It's ready for tomorrow's class.
Very well, then. What can I do for you?
Well, when I was working on my project, I had an idea. Well, kind of a crazy idea, and I wanted your input.
A crazy idea? Do you know how many crazy ideas have changed the course of history? Young Zafra, there are no crazy ideas, only crazy people who don't think their ideas are worth hearing. Tell me what you've got.
Well, my presentation is about the most enduring songs in music history, and I wanted to honor the best songs ever written.
And what have you come up with?
Bells.
Bells?
Yes! I want the city bells to play a great song from history every New Year's Eve at midnight, and handbells in the street, a celebration of historic music. Not just here in Kingston either, but everywhere in Arcavelia. If there is ever freedom again outside of Arcavelia, my dream is for city bells around the world to play the same song.
How very intriguing. How did you come up with this idea?
At midnight on New Year's Eve, the city bells played Auld Lang Syne. It struck me that it was written over 500 years ago. It felt like someone was talking to me through time. And there's so much history behind bells. They're a symbol of time itself. They were once the only way most people had of telling time. The word clock is even derived from the medieval Latin word for bell.
Interesting. You've done your research.
In medieval times, they believed that bells warded off evil spirits. They even baptized bells. Passing bells were rung to drive away evil spirits that were ready to seize a person's soul as he died.
Fascinating. As a professor of music history, I, of course, love the idea. I fear, though, that you will find this a much more challenging project than you imagine. The difficulty will be in deciding which songs to honour, especially the first year. Mark my words, young Zafra. The first song will bring a battle unlike anything you've ever seen before.
I'm not sure how to begin. I don't have a clue how to pick the songs. Should I base it on music charts? Sales? Songs popular in many countries? Who decides?
You know, it's been said that a journey through the desert begins by treading on a single grain of sand. As the grains of sand morph into a desert, your destination at first seems muddled in uncertainty and mirages. But eventually, the destination becomes clearer. But you can never reach your destination unless you step on that first grain of sand. Why don't you start a club or a committee? Work as a team and generate some ideas. Let me know how you're doing.
I guess I have to just step on that first grain of sand. I guess there's no other way. Thanks, Professor.
I'm looking forward to seeing your dream come alive. And to your class presentation. I hope getting it done on time didn't cause any undue stress.
Inspiration doesn't always follow a schedule, Professor Rollins. I guess I just got lucky this time.
Ah, yes. Inspiration. The mysterious force behind all great works of art.
In conclusion, music talks to us in a different language, on a level we don't fully understand. It is a language unchanged by time. When we hear a song from the past, it is like somebody is talking to us through time. Timeless songs are those whose message remains the same, no matter what changes come about in society. They endure through generations because they speak directly to our soul. This concludes my presentation. Thank you. While working on this presentation, I came up with an idea for recognizing the greatest songs of history. I'm forming a committee to help develop this project. There are postings throughout campus for anyone interested. Thank you.
Thank you, Safra, for such an inspired presentation. I'll see you all next class.